Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is a Starship Sova. Everybody, welcome, hello and welcome to Oral Delight, show 169. I am your host, Tony C. Smith. Hello everyone. I hope everyone is the full of, yes, chock-a-block of festive cheer. I hope not to the point where it's starting to just, you know, back up a little bit. My kids have been, on scraping them off the ceilings to Christmas Eve. The daughter, Ellie, I don't think she actually slept. Do you mean, Dad, I was up at this time, that time, that time. It was just, you know, they're at nine, Reed's nine, and Ellie's 14, and it's just, you know what I mean? It's a magical time for them, do you know what I mean? And it's not, even this for, you know, myself and my wife, just loved it, you know, it's a great time. So I hope, honestly, whether that's your thing, Christmas or not, I hope you've had a fine time over these Christmas holidays. And we're in that kind of little time now in between New Year, you know, we've got the kind of New Year to look ahead of. So, you know, I hope, honestly, everything is going fine and you just have a wonderful time over Christmas. I just want to, you know, again, thank everybody who's kind of helped out in 2010. Just fantastic. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of speechless sometimes with your generosity, do you know? So, honestly, and I'll be saying this a few times over this show, thank you. So this is, taking a deep breath here, this is going to be the meta show. We're not going to do, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, It's just me talking, that's it. Switch off now, that gets on your nerves, you know what I mean? I know it does for some, don't get us wrong there. But what I intend to do now is just talk about logistics of Starship Sova, you know, where it's been, where I want to take it, and anything that kind of comes in between that. And this is just, you know, not to have like a kind of a normal show. This was just a great time. And, you know, a great reason to have this show now, this meta show now. And I'll probably, you know, see how it goes. This is a good thing to do, you know, once a year at this kind of time. It's a nice little, gives you a nice break and a look ahead to the future. So, yes, that's what's planned. I mean, I've got a list of things I want to mention. And intention is, I'm not going to edit this. This is just going to be me just talking, and if I stumble or anything like that, I ain't going to edit it. You know, I'm still on holiday as well, so we'll get through this and we'll see how it goes. If it seems nip and tuck, then you might wonder, oh, has he edited this show? We'll wait and see how it goes anyways. So, yes, this is the meta show. What do I want to talk about? Well, you know, like I say, looking back at 2010, do you know what I mean? Tremendous. Yes, we won the Hugo Award, but so much more, to be quite honest. You know, even before that, you know, just meeting everybody and working with, you know, D on volume 2 of that Starships Over Stories, that was just, that has been a total success. You know, I was so what's about, I don't know the best word probably for it, deflated with Captain's Logs, because probably, I don't know, I'm guessing 50, probably less than 50 copies sold, and there was so much hard work went into it. You know, and he, like say, D made the cover, and the cover was fantastic. But in time, you know, trying to get that book to make funds for Starships Over to keep going just did not happen whatsoever. And it was, you know, there was some kind of issues, you know, there's some kind of times where the good ship was scraping our backside along, you know, some rocky planet in debt. You know, it was just like a tremendous, horrible time. But I don't know why, you know, I still kind of keep doing it. Do you know? And there's lots of reasons why I do. You know, that time there was a bit of a low time, because I was literally worried. Do you know, it's, you still got to kind of pay the bills. And then, yes, we were having kind of, you know, the real world was creeping in as well in just my personal life. You know, it's, and this is for the case, I mean, I'm not making excuses, this was a case for everyone, you know. But then Starships Over 2 come along, you know, and I was literally, honestly, you know, I was chatting with D over the, you know, the emails and that. And I was worried sick, to be quite honest, because, yes, it's all done for free and everything like that, but I've still got to, you know, give copies away and sort things out and postage, and it all adds up, you know, the meagre funds kind of the show has to run on. It just, it gobbles it up straight away. But then, you know, launch day came for volume 2, and, like I say, everyone got behind us, thank you so much, and got copies, you know. And that was a great, that one thing was a great idea, where we had just different copies, different prices, and you could just kind of pick and choose what you wanted, you know. That was fantastic. I was so chuffed to bits with that, you know, how it worked. And even, you know, like the big £89 one, it went, you know, that was just stunning, you know. So it was really nice that, you know, I was able to kind of really invest in some kind of decent audio equipment, and actually give me wife some for Christmas, you know, all the time. Like, is this thing ever gonna, you know, like, you spend hours and hours, Tony, on, is this ever gonna make you rich? I think I found that out the bloody second week me and Kieran did it. But it was so nice to kind of give some money to for Christmas. Do you know, that's the first time ever. And that was just, you know what I mean, what a tremendous thing that was. So that kind of lifted us no end, you know, knowing that's, yes, we're doing something right there, and everyone got behind it. And like I say, that video came out that Dee made, and David with the music, Tau City Radio, just it all kind of fell together, and that was a great time for me. You know, but there's none of it can kind of get away from, you know, Starships Over won that Hugo Award 2010. That, do you know what I mean? That. And it's actually, you know, there on my desk, because I'm actually recording this now somewhere else. That award there, and this is, you know, this is another thing. My wife Melanie is not really a science fiction writer. Do you know what I mean? She read the couple of books that I pointed her to, Flowers for Algernon, loved that. You know, but doesn't really read science fiction. But, and never really gives much away, do you know what I mean? When, you know, because, you know, I'm talking about Starships Over all the time, you know. And then even, you know, like winning this award, it was like, all right, it's a nice shiny award, you know what I mean? That was it, really. But then as it's, we went past the kind of winning, you know, she is getting more and more proud, you know, as things develop and things lead on. And I can tell this by, you know, well, I can tell it when I walk in the door just the other day, and I have to bring out now, friends come, we've got friends all over the country, and they pop and visit, and we had some over Christmas, and it's, Tony, pull up when you won that award, when I kind of won the award, I videoed myself jumping up and down, and there's actually the award where Starships Over gets announced on the Hugos, and this is where you can see Grant come over and talk, you know, give his little speech. So now I've got it every time, find these, you know, and show them to everybody. So yes, even my good wife is, you know, proud of Starships Over, and I hope, honestly, well, I think it's all, do you know what I mean? It's, that was such an achievement to win that Hugo Award, you know, the first one, And just even now, emails you get, do you know what I mean? Like I say, big writers, you know, and I'm not saying these are kind of better than anybody else, but you get like Tony, congrats, you know, on that Hugo Award win, you know, thank everyone, Starship's over. It's still happening now. I still get emails like that now, and it's fantastic, you know what I mean? And like, it's, and no one can take that away from Starship's over. Yes, you know, fingers crossed we might get nominated again, you know, who can tell? But we've done it, and we've got this award, and like I say, that was 2010 for that was just a tremendous time, do you know what I mean? It was just, blew us away, to be quite honest. It's like, say, I mentioned this a while ago, or when I think I just won it. That was the whole seed of myself and Kieran starting this, you know, to talk about writers who, like, kind of influenced us and who, you know, won these awards. And we even covered the show. One of the shows was the Hugo Award. And then, lo and behold, Starship Sova is the first one ever to win a, you know, one of these awards. Wow. And even that, honestly, hairs on the back of my neck are just kind of standing up, you know what I mean? It still gives us shivers to think, wow, it's a Hugo Award. But, you know what, we've got to move on. And that's why I've been asking for a while, you know, give us some ideas. Where can we take Starship Sova? What can we do with Starship Sova? And, you know, like I say, a little bit later in this show, I kind of mentioned some of my ideas. It's still, you know, and give us some of your ideas as well, please. It's not too late to get involved and give us, like I say, Starship Sova's Volume 1 and 2. Dee just mentioned that, and look, the great stuff there. So, I always think as well that Starship Sova is everybody. Do you know what I mean? And that's the kind of whole ethos of it, you know, it's free there and everyone just help in and chip in and make it good. And wow, does it get good sometimes, you know what I mean? Like the fact articles, the stories, everything makes it. Do you know that's exactly what I'm sure I put it down to kind of winning the Hugo Award, you know. We do so much. And it's everyone that I've got to thank who gets involved with it. You know, it's just when everyone does, you know, muck in and help out and share the talents, you know, everyone's talents, that's when we just can achieve so much. It's just, honestly, it's a remarkable thing. You see, I get these emails and it's just so exciting when someone pops up and says, oh, Tony, did you know I do this? So please, if that hasn't happened, you know, if you've still got something out there, let us know. But I tell you what, I want to kind of mention this as well. On the forums, and it was just a couple of, probably a week ago in there now, there was, and I've actually been interviewed by him, Diabolical Plots, and there's, you know, he did it like a top 10 of the stories on Starship Sova. And there was a couple of things, you know, he actually did like the top 10, but he also mentioned, this is the link's on in the forums if anyone wants to go over and have a look, the good and the bad. And, you know, the good things were, you know, kind of everything's, I suppose, everyone mucks in, helps and everything like that. But the bad things, he actually mentioned two bad things. One was we don't pay writers, and one was, you know, the length of the shows. Now, both them issues, I mean, I'll pick on the kind of we don't pay writers. That's always been the kind of philosophy of Starship Sova. It's free. You know, the whole reason why it's free for everybody is because everybody gives it for free. So if we, yes, honestly, in the real world, it would give me nothing more to, like, pay writers, you know, to become like a kind of semi-pro sign and actually pay writers. Do you know, but that's, this is the one thing why I can put Starship Sova out for free, so we all get it, is because we don't pay the writers. And that's, yes, that's not the ideal world. In the ideal world, we would pay the writers. But I honestly think Starship Sova is bigger than just the writers. Do you know what? Yes, fantastic stories. So, but you've got to have a kind of a level playing field. And to get this level playing field, Starship Sova could not do it. You know, it physically couldn't do it. There are some big kind of companies moving in there now, bringing out their own kind of science fiction online magazines who've got the money behind them. Do you know, it's, you pay your writers and you pay everyone and that's it. Starship Sova cannot function like that. And if I was to kind of, you know, and I've toiled with this idea a few times, make it a paid market, or make it where, you know, we all have to pay. So for you just even to listen to it, you know, there would be a kind of a subscription charge. Well, you know, that ain't going to work. You know, I've kind of knocked that idea on the head, and I think those thoughts were probably running around in my head 3 or 4 years ago. You know, would it be feasible to do that? And it means so much more. I know this is kind of a bit of a, you know, arty-farty way of talking about it, but it means a lot to people. Do you know what I mean? I get some lovely emails, and then to start charging for this, what everyone's doing, just so we can kind of pay writers and pay everybody else, it wouldn't work. Do you know, it simply wouldn't work. And the case is, yes, we pay writers for stories, you know, or we don't pay writers, but let's wipe that floor clean, and then we decide to pay people. So you've got the writers to pay for. Now, a lot of people are just kind of paying writers on these shows, but we have to, you know, the narrators make the stories. So, you know, I wouldn't be able to pay, couldn't live with myself. I was just paying writers and not paying narrators. Then we have the likes of Amy H. Sturgis, the Fact Articles, you know, J.J. Campanella. Amy H. Sturgis, you know, she's one of the kind of leading lights in science fiction, and we're honestly privileged as hell to get Amy, get J.J. Campanella to come and do these talks, you know, month in, month out. Amy charges, you know, she gets paid to do these talks. You know, you just couldn't work like that, where I'd have to pay, you know, the fact, because you'd have to. You certainly couldn't just pay the writers and then not pay everyone else. And then, you know, again, you've got to kind of wipe this playing field down. You'd have to pay, you know, there's D, you know, the work D has put in to Starship Sovereigns 1 and 2 and Captain's Logs, you know what I mean? It's scary. You know, we always want to do on volume 1 and 2, I think it might have been 2, where we were going to attach, you know, as a part of the extras, put in the emails that me and Dee talk about. You know, when I'm kind of throwing ideas and putting it together. Just our email conversations, that was going to go in volume 2. And you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails. I've realised Google, you might be able to do something in the settings, but you can carry on a thread for 100 conversations and then it'll open up a new one. So even though you're replying to the same thread, it's actually a new little thread that started up. And it's just what, I mean, there was so much work went into volume 2 that, you know, it wasn't, we couldn't put it in the book. So, you know, if anyone needs paying, it's D. Do you know, as simple as that. And then, you know, again, we wouldn't get Starship Sova if it wasn't for Josh. You know, behind the scenes, honestly, that guy's there with a monkey wrench sorting out Starship Sova, doing this, doing that, getting a little shop up for the books, putting the links up, just making it all sweet as a daisy. Do you know, you'd have to pay, you certainly have to pay Josh, you know, the kind of, what he would charge in the real world to get this done is probably staggering. Do you know what I mean? You just could not do it. Then we have Shig, who, you know, really should be paid as well. Shig's sorting out the whole, you know, enhanced feed there now. All I have to do is just like a couple of minutes work to post it. That's all taken care of by Shig. He should get something. Do you know? But he's quite willing. And he actually, I think he's a manager of a toy department or a toy store. It's been the busiest time ever. He's still doing this, you know, he's still doing the enhanced feed and sorting it out. Sending it up to me just so I can like take a couple of seconds, honestly, that's all it takes me now to get the enhanced feed going. You know, there's Shig doing that. Then, you know, talk about Tau City Radio and David Bradshaw. Mrs. Bradshaw, Robin Bradshaw, has done so much kind of work behind the scenes for me on typing and clerical work and everything like that. You know, the hours she spent is just, you know, scary. That's how it works. You know, you'd have to pay everybody. And so in the end, we pay no one and we use Starship Sova as a platform. Is that wrong? Do you know what I mean? It was wrong to Diabolical Plots. He thought that was a bad thing. Personally, I don't. If a writer or anyone, you know, is not happy about that, then they don't give the story or they don't give the work, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? Fair enough. I've had in the time, and it might change, you know, like I say, there's a lot of people coming on there now that's got money to kind of flash around and pay writers. It might change, but I think probably two or three, you know, at the most four writers have said I'd rather be paid. And if I did it once, then that's it. The kind of the domino effect started, and you literally have to kind of pay everyone. You know, I can't just sneak. Go on, there's a fiver. Go on, don't say nothing. Do you know, it just doesn't work like that. And then, you know, that's the kind of whole ethos. You got to pay everybody, and then that's it. Do you know, I think the kind of house of cards have come tumbling down, and it literally, no matter what you did, you know, I know certain magazines out there have got themselves an allotted time with an allotted money, and if it doesn't do anything from there, that's it. Do you know what I mean? I don't want that kind of pressure on Starship Sofa. We just do what we do, and that's why we're lasting. You know, we're coming up, I think it's probably, if anyone's out there that knows the date, but I'm sure we started May, June 2006. You know, so it's coming for 5 years next year. That's why we can just kind of chug on and just keep putting out the shows, because it's all just, it's this model that I've got seems to work the fine, you know, seems to work the best. Yes, we pay a bugger all, but the one thing we can do is expose people, you know, expose the likes of, you know, no one would, I know that sounds, I'm not being cheeky to kind of Larry, but no one on my show had heard of Larry Santoro. I certainly hadn't, you know, it was Gene Wolfe that mentioned Larry, you know, and now, you know, you kind of, I've fell in love with Larry's work. He's one of the, he's probably one of the most popular science fiction writers on the Starship so far. He's only one bloody story. Do you know what I mean? He's in there, he's on the Hugo Awards, he's on the Sofanaut Awards, you know, because we've exposed him. That's what we do. That's all I can offer to, like, anybody. If that's not good enough for them and they want hard cash, that's up to them. I'm not going to worry about that. And if it does bother people that we don't, you know, write, we don't pay anybody, let us know. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I'm going to change it. Not actually yet. You know, maybe down the line, you know, like I say, I'm going to talk about other things later on today. Maybe we can, but you see, you've got to pay everybody. You can't just pay writers. Do you know what I mean? And if it got to the point where more people were wanting, or more writers were wanting their work paid for, then we'd have to kind of make some big decisions. Do we keep running the fiction? Do you know what I mean? Because I get more emails enjoying the fact articles than I do the fiction. Now, I don't know in the real world if does that kind of span out as well. What I'm hoping is, you know, I've got my little kind of newsletter now and the polls. I'll be able to send out some polls and, you know, ask some questions and see what people actually really do like on Starship Sofa. So do pop over to the front of the website and get yourself, you know, signed up on the newsletter, and you can be involved and tell us, do we like fiction? I'd say what I have noticed as well with the fiction, and this is, again, just via people getting in touch with us, that's all I've got to go on, really, is the old classic stories I loved. You know, when I play them, they just go down great, and I get, you know, I get email responses. Sometimes when I play some modern stories, I don't get an email, I don't get anything, and you're sometimes left wondering, thinking, did anybody else like that story, or was that just me that liked that story? So I think one of the things that I'm aiming to do in the kind of coming year is probably play more classic. Now, that could be, you know, you could take it to the extreme and just run. You know, there's so much out there in the kind of Gutenberg land that you could just run the whole show on classic stories. But then you're kind of knocking writers on the other side of the fence that want the exposure. Do you know, I believe, you know, hopefully, you know, in some little way, Jason Sanford, you know, he is a great writer. He's kind of one of my top writers there. And Will McIntosh, you know, I hope Starship Sofa in their own little way has helped them. Because, you know, like I say, people like that, you know, Jason's lovely. Jason would do anything for Starship Sofa, you know, like story-wise. And, you know, we need them kind of stories as well, because that's, you know, the way Jason writes is just fantastic, and everyone appreciates his work as well. So I think for now, with the, and I'm rambling on here, this might be even a bloody 3-hour show as well, I think that we're going to stick on the same track as we have done. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, we're doing great with this free service. You know, I'm putting out Starship so far, you just don't have to pay for it. You know, yes, there is things in there that if you want, you know, like say the book and stuff like that, you'll have to buy. But it goes to the show. Do you know what I mean? So you've got to kind of look at it like that. And if down the future, you know, things take off and things work, maybe we'll go for that. But for now, probably for 2011, that's not going to change, you know. So we're still going to be not paid writers. Fancy seeing this on Christmas time, eh? Who do I sound like? The science fiction Scrooge. Humbug! Not going to pay writers. Not going to pay the fact article lot. And the whole narrator, bugger them. We're not going to pay them neither. So there we go. That's my New Year's message. So yes, like I say, if you did it once, you'd have to do it all the time. And I honestly cannot see Starship Sova lasting. Do you know what I mean? It fizzy, you couldn't do it. Do you know what I mean? You kind of got my little calculator there, and I've been kind of tapping away at prices, and you're thinking, how does people do it? You know? Terrible. Couldn't afford it. Which leads us to the next point that Diabolical Plots mentioned. Oh, I can remember his name, Colin Diabolical. That's the name of the website. Mentioned that the shows were too long. This was like another one of the bad things on the show. And I'm guessing the reason, you know, too long is because of the stories. A lot of the stories I take are too long, you know. It's just, there's so much good stories out there, though, that are longer. Do you know what I mean? And I always wanted to kind of, I didn't want to be in this bracket of just being in so narrow field of just having like a 4,000 limit story. You know, Jason Sanford's Sublimation Angels is an prime example, you know. And running a series as well has been, you know, a great buzz. You know, the loads of emails saying, carry on with serials. And that's been, you know, one of the things that actually makes a show really long is a serial. But it's one of the things that I get so many emails about saying, yes, more serials, you know. So that's another thing. And like I say, Shig's come on board, which is just a tremendous help for anyone that wants this enhanced feed. Come over to the front of the website, and you know, they are now there, the enhanced feed. You come, you've got to physically put it into your iTunes player or anything like that, and you can skip parts, you know what I mean? There's going to be no, Shig will actually probably put this up as an enhanced feed, because it'll just have to go in the feed, so people who's actually subscribed to that feed and not the MP3 feed will actually be able to listen to this. But there'll be no work for them, because there's nothing to kind of, there's no skippy bits this, you've just got to listen to me. But it's thanks to Shig that, you know, he's doing that for, he's doing it, you know, just out of the goodness of his heart. So anyone that wants to enjoy that, and can skip, you know, they can skip the stories and mess on like that and just miss bits out, that's there for you. And it's, what would I cut out? Do you know what I mean? It's just, why make it short? This is the kind of, I always get this, yes, you know, make them an hour long, half an hour. I don't want, you know, I don't want to, when I listen to something, I want to be wrapped up in it. I want to, yes, it might take you a couple of days to get to work and back and listen to a full show. And yes, you might have so many other podcasts on the go. That's your prerogative. But for me personally, I do it because what I would want to listen to, do you know what I mean? I don't think there's anything out there that's like Starship Sofa. I'd want to listen to my show. You know, I want something that's going to last us. You know, yes, a couple of days travelling to keep us company. Do you know, I get so, and so many emails. I do get emails off people that I do keep them company through. We all keep them company. Everyone that's involved in Starship keeps everyone company on, you know, dark, lonely roads. You know, truckers going about the business, listening to Starship Sova. 3 hours must fly over for them. Do you know where, yes, a 10-minute little trip to work and back, it's not going to, you know what I mean, you're not even going to touch the surface of one show, never mind, you know, a couple of months shows. But I made the decision to do these big shows, and just there's no really plotting about them, you know. It's just what I get in off fact articles and which story I've got and whether I'm running a serial as well, how the length determines. I don't honestly know from one week to another how long it's going to be, the show, if it's going to be a two-hour one, if it's going to be a three-hour show. It all depends what fact articles are coming. You know, I've got my regular team now of fact article contributors, and we've basically got some little pattern going where somebody will send in, you know, the beginning of the week, the first week, the second week. And it's just literally, I put it together, I stitch it together, oh, it's a 2.5 hour show. That's the way it goes. If I was to edit all that, you know, and make it an hour show, again, more work for me, and I don't want that. Would people really want that? You know, just like an hour show. That's, you, sometimes, you know, the stories are over an hour. That's it. You know, you got no fact articles. Or it's a hard one. It is, you know, it's a personal preference. And I'm just going with, really, what I like. You know, personal preference. So I just want to be involved in the show. I want to listen to it. And I want to listen to it as much as possible. You know, I'm just talking for the BBC radio over here. You know, most shows are 2 hours, 3 hours long on the BBC radio. You know, and that's every day. And no one complains, you know, to the BBC. Oh, I don't think so, to be quite honest. Many complain, you know, millions appreciate it. You know, dear Chris Miles, your show is, and I think Chris Miles is probably 4 hours long every day, you know. I really think it should be half an hour. Well, that's all I can say. I mean, we have got the provision there, so you can skip and jump that, you know, and you can go on the enhanced feed and pick and choose your stuff if you don't like long stuff. I've never come across it where it's been a problem. Again, go on the mailing list and we'll eventually get out a poll and we'll find out if that's the case. And then, if it is, then we'll just kind of tweak it a little bit. But especially when we've got a serial coming, you know, and then you've got the fact articles, it's very hard to. You know, I was chatting with Amy over the Christmas, just with her, I think it's actually a January article, and it was going to be a big one. You know, she says it might even be an hour long, and I've got no problem with that. You know, more the merrier. To be quite honest, when Amy or, you know, anyone in the fact articles has got a long one, oh man! But you, do you know what I mean? That's to get someone like Amy H. Sturgis, JJ Campanella, to do a talk like that, you know, in the real world, it would cost a fortune, and you would listen to it. You know, we're getting this for free off them, and I'm so pleased. So, again, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If, by chance, you know, I get hundreds of emails after this show saying, but actually, Tony, you are too long, then we will change it. You know what I mean? We'll get some stories that are shorter. We'll cut the, you know, cut it back, the fact articles. But it just kind of spring to mind. The last Tau City radio, I'm sure David brought it in around about half an hour. I just thought that was ideal. Do you know what I mean? It was just, it's almost like Starship Sova's like the hub for other podcasts, you know. So David's Tau City radio is a podcast in itself, and a half hour is fine, you know. I thought that was a great length for David's show that time. You know, there was a lot to say, a lot in it, a lot of great content. I haven't got to, you know, I would hate to say to David, make it 10 minutes, will you? You know, it just would knock everything that Starship Sova is. So, the same with the kind of not paying, you know, humbug. We ain't going to change. If it is that is the case, then I certainly will look into it. And within, you know, sometime in January, I will send out, you know, a poll, let everyone know. Please, if you're not on the, like I say, come over, sign up for the email, and you get the captain's log. You get that for free as well, so do look out for that. Right then, that is a little bit of like, hey, what's gone, what's happening, the kind of logistics. Let's look forward to 2011. Where can I see Starship Sova going? What can I see I doing? Well, I mentioned just there, you know, there is some big guns getting, you know, coming into the field. And, you know, again, what's really nice is we've won this Hugo Award. You know, we can kind of hold our heads up high with all these big guns. There's a lot of people now looking, You know, I've felt this for a while now, looking at Starship Sova, you know, with winning that award, we're getting like a lot of attention. Do you know, we were one of the kind of little fish there, and we've got this lovely community. That's what kind of kept me going. You know, it is a special thing we've got. But now, you know, we've won this award, and people are kind of I get emails asking for advice. I've actually got an email just the other day, and someone wants to actually run one of our shows on his show, and then they talk about it as well. So, you know, we now have to kind of, I don't, you know, always kind of pushing to be number one, but we've got to kind of still keep in the running, you know. And I don't mean keeping the running just to kind of aim for awards and everything like that, but we certainly still got to do new stuff and, you know, break new things and maybe drop old things. Actually, one of the things that I'm thinking of ending, but not ending straight away, is maybe the interrogations. I wanted to hit like those kind of big, and you kind of get no bigger than, I guess, than Ray Bradbury, writers on that side. I wanted to get them and put them 15 questions just for the pure sake of seeing what each other's answers was. And then what I want to do with the interrogations as well is hit the new kiddies on the block. You know, the likes of Jason Sanford, Ted Kudmatka, and, you know, a few others like that, like, say, Will McIntosh. I want to hit the same kind of number, you know, so we've got a balance of the kind of the big old, you know, the kind of the big stars of the game, and now the kind of new emerging stars. And then that's it, you know. I didn't want to kind of just trail on and on and on. So eventually I'm going to switch over and hit these kind of new writers, and then that's probably going to be it, you know, with the interrogations. It's, again, if, you know, a load of emails come in saying, what? You've just had Connie Willis, and then you're going to, in great format, you're going to knock it on the head. But that was also my intention, to hit them biggins, hit the new rising stars, then that's it. I'm out of there. So that's maybe one of the things that's going to happen in the new year that will change. What's going to happen straight away? Well, straight up, hands down, the sanatorium members keep the show going. Do you know what I mean? That is, like I say, when we had the kind of, when we dragged our arse along the planet of debt, the sanatorium members, honestly, I couldn't thank them enough. You know, month in, month out, £2.50, that's all it is, kept Starship Sova going. That was just fantastic. If anyone's out there who wants to join up, please, that would be so appreciated. It really does. It helps so much. One of the other things is we've still got, and I haven't kind of pushed D on it because I just know he's been so, like, you know, chewed up, busy and everything like that, and then Christmas has come along, and, you know, I might as well give him a little break, you know. We're still going to do the donation cards. So anyone, I'll mention it when it kicks off, anyone donates, just, you know, a little donation of Starship's over, we'll actually send out one of those cards as well and have one of those signatures. And D thinks it's around about 60, I think, 60 all told. I might have gotten that figure totally wrong, but that's the intention, is to kind of send them out. And again, that newsletter, do you know, come over there, then you'll get to know things a lot quicker than most people are getting, you know, if people are listening to these shows and working their way to the top. It'll take a while, you know, for you to get sorted out and to listen to the new things that are coming. But if you're on that email list, you know, you'll get to know straight away. So please do that, and you get, like I said before, you get that copy of Captain's Logs. What's going to happen in 2011 then? Well, on the 1st of January, and Josh, pressure's on. There's a new Starship Sova coming. Josh is now, and this is the thing there, you know, over the Christmas holidays, you know, he's got kids, his wife, he's building a new website for Starship Sova. And that, what, how much more commitment do you need? You know, people are willing to give the time away. It's just a wonderful thing, you know, and like I say, Josh, with the kind of the back engine, you know, honestly, he is the spanners of Starship Sova. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't, you know, there's so many times, there's 5 or 6 last year, Josh, feed hasn't worked. You know, there hasn't been a show went out within an hour or two. And he's, He's 6 hours behind, but there, the email's there, Tony, it's sorted, don't worry about it. It's fixed. We owe so much to Josh, to kind of, you know, a big thanks to Josh. And now, like you say, he's building this new website, and this new website is just going to be lovely things. It's going to really pull everything together. At the minute, you know, all it is really a blog page at the front. You know, but we've got the videos, you know, going right back until, I don't know if many people know, when Starship Sofa first kicked off, you know, we flew to Paris and did like a TV or a video interview with Michael Moorcock, you know. So we're going to have like the video section there. We're going to have, there's going to be a shop section there. And there's going to be the front of the site is going to highlight the art. You know, hopefully we're going to get, there's going to be like a nice big thick banner so we can kind of really highlight the art that comes around. And then we'll have like a new fancy gallery as well. What also is happening has happened, we have Brian Woods is the new artistic director for, nice title that, isn't it, for Starship Sofa. Brian's kind of hunting out pictures and artists and pulling them together. And what our intention is hopefully to bring you more art than just once a week, you know, once a month. You know, it might not, some cases it might not be that, you know, we might just have the kind of the one bit of art in there, but we certainly want to have, try and get as much as we can possibly, you know, again going down the free road, you know, but not all artists can actually have got the time, you know, they've got the inclination that they think it's a great idea, you know, to get on Starship Sofa, but literally it's, you know, the kind of their working as well. So we're going to see if we can bring more art, and if not, you know, we'll certainly stick to one a month, but really highlight the art, you know, and bring it just as much as the fiction. Do you know, Skeet's a great one, a believer. You know, Skeet's mentioned it a few times that it's the art that gets you, you know, hooks you into that kind of, to bring in like a book or to buy in a book. And it's, you know, we should kind of recognize it for, you know, a little bit more than that, and you know, highlight the artists more. So that's our intention in 2011. Brian's hunting out artists now, and you're going to see, hopefully, you know, you'll see a better, it'll not drop away so quickly, the artwork, and you know, we'll kind of highlight it more. That's the intention. And I'll get a few of these narrators, these artists on board. You know, one of the big thrills for me as well is having Ben Wooten on board. You know, guy's worked for Weta, do you know what I mean? Lord of the Rings, and the stuff he's got up coming up in the future is amazing. You know, to have Ben on board, you know, that's a lovely. There's news about Ben, some things coming as well. So Brian is our new artistic director for Starship Sofa. What else? Well, like I mentioned, there is going to be a shop, and we're going to, you know, bring out the old, the originals again there. Josh is building this up, this new website. It's going to take over and have the shop in there. And, like I say, those originals that, I still get emails today, you know, Tony, these originals, who's this Kieran? Who is this Kieran? Well, if you've ever wondered, you'll be able to go into the shop and they'll be the same price as the last time, you know. I think $9.99 buys the whole 100 shows that myself and Kieran did, and then I kind of took over from about show 67, I think it was, and did a few myself. And that's actually where we look back at, you know, our pick. This is the whole reason why we did Starship Sofa. Yeah, you know, we delve right deep into, you know, into one of these writers. You know, Philip K. Dick. Actually, we did a three-parter on Philip K. Dick, Gaiman. You know, we've done most of them, to be quite honest. We actually didn't do the two big, we did one of the big ones, Heinlein. I don't think we ever did Asimov and Clarke, but you know what I mean, that's gone there now. So those will be in there. What else is going to be in there, which you might think, oh, that's a bit strange, you're selling that, you're giving away for free. But we're also going to have the interrogation interviews all clumped into there. To, you know, so you can, and they'll be certainly a lot cheaper than, excuse me, the $9.99 ones, because there's certainly not that many of them. But eventually they're going to be knocked off, and yes, you'll be able to search for them in the feed if you want them free, but again, it's just, you know, to help Starship Sofa. They'll be there if you want them. You can get them all in one go and listen to them. That's the intention, you know, you'll have these kind of you know, it was a kind of a memorable time, even though it was only 2 minutes speaking to Ray Bradbury. You know, are you a science fiction writer? No! You know, that was just amazing. So that's the intention as well, that those are going to go in there. We're also going to have a section on the new site. And like I say, I've just been throwing these ideas at Josh. You know, hopefully hopefully all of them will stick. We'll wait and see. It might be a case of I'll bring out some of these features first and some come a little bit later. But there's also going to be a kind of interview section where I'll just have that interview that I did. So an example is the Tad Williams one. You'll be able to go there, you know, yes, they're in the feed and, you know, they're in the archives. But if you just wanted that particular Tad Williams interview, you could go there and download it if you wanted it, you know. So there'll be ones in there, you know, the Ted Chiang one, that'll be in there. I can't remember, there's an Alistair Reynolds one. There's a number of ones I'm just going to put there just as that kind of perfect interview. And there's actually going to be the Fred Paul and Jack Vance one. That's the kind of the one that's really kicked this off. This me thinking, that's a good... I'm proud of that. You know, I'm really proud of that one. When those two the old guys got together, and you know, just were reminiscing and chatting on. That was a great time, and I'm so proud of that interview. The idea is as well, what I want to do, you know, this is kind of me thinking, is, you know, that I would love that one to be up there for best related work. You know, an interview on for the Hugo Awards, best related work would just be staggering. Probably I'm going to hope in hell of even getting onto that kind of nomination list. But that's the idea. That would be lovely to have that particular interview up there for nomination. You know, it was just, when you listen to them, and when, like, see, I couldn't get an edge, you know, I couldn't get in talking. They were just like in the Lost in the Road world chatting on about the past. That was just a marvellous time, and I certainly think it.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalised plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Deserves to be on the nomination list. We'll wait and see. But so those classic interviews will be kind of kept in a section as well. Those ones, there'll be certainly no kind of charge for or anything like that. They're just there and it's free. So we still want to kind of run with kind of free fiction, get free fiction, get in touch with us if you want free fiction, everything like that. You know, we're going to have a new site highlighting art and everything like that. And there will be a shop there as well, so you can get these downloads, you can kind of, you know, cover that. Certainly want Sanatory members to kind of keep coming, you know, keep popping up. That really does kind of keep the old girl going, you know. But we've still got some more new ideas. The next new idea, or probably the biggest, newest idea that there is out there for Starships Over, is, or goes by the title of, it's actually a tentative title, it might change, who knows, you know, if someone else comes up there and says to me, what about this name for it, please, you know, this is, I'm asking you now to give us a new name for it, but the tentative title at the moment is Starships Over HD. That's right, Starships Over is going on video. Well, this is the story, and this is kind of how it's going to pan out. There is a company out there called go to meeting, and actually they do a number of things, go to webinar and go to this and go to that. And it's basically you can log on your computer and someone else can log on, and you're in this own little world in on your environment. You know, it's just like, it's kind of a very private little thing between you and whoever you've logged on with. Well, this GoToMeeting can have 15 seats where one person is a host. It's like it's basically an online event. One person is the host, and you know, you have 15 seats where people can log on and watch whatever this one person's doing. You know what I mean? How you actually want to do that is, you know, that's up to every individual. So starting in, and this has been one of the kind of my thoughts that's ran through Starship Swimmer from the kind of moment we kicked off. Could we get video? Could we do video? And not every day. Do you know what I mean? That's, I know there's certain kind of tech podcasts out there do it every day. And it isn't, you know, I don't think it's kind of, you know, we're still audio. I think that's still the heart of Starship Swimmer is audio. But I've always wanted kind of video involved, and a lot more than what's actually been on the website now and what's actually happened with the show now. I want more of it, and I've always have done. But the technology's never been there. You know, unless you're kind of certain tech podcasts there that have just got oodles of cash and you can kind of work it all out. But with GoToMeeting in January, they're releasing a product which is actually going to be part of GoToMeeting called HD Faces. Now, HD Faces is 6 video streams on your computer. I know that sounds kind of a weird thing. What do you mean 6 video streams? So the idea is you can have 6, or you can watch 6 video streams. So 6, best way to kind of describe it is you can have 6 people from around the world. You can watch them from your video screen via, you know, like a webcam. You can have people from all over the world talking, and you can watch them, you know, via your kind of your laptop, your computer screen, or, you know, if you get the Apple TV, which my little treat is in the next few days, you can watch it on your telly. So it's still, is it sinking in yet, you know, what these kind of 6 video screens are doing? So, and it's in, like, say, HD. So if you've got a HD webcam, you know, that person is in HD. So 6 video feeds means, you know, this is the best thing, is you could have a panel discussion on science fiction. You're on, say, classic science fiction, you know, the pulp magazines. You could have writers from all around the world on in an event atmosphere discussing, you know, science fiction. You could have a panel discussion on anything, you know. This opens up the door to so many great ideas. You know, it's just what it can do. You know, you could have an online quiz show. This is one of my ideas. This is for audio as well, but you could, you know, I'm trying to give an example of what you can use it for. You can have 2 teams from across the, you know, so just in it, I'm trying to kind of lay it out so you understand it before I get into what's on offer from Starship Swimmer. You could have, just say, narrators against fact article, you know, so you could have Amy H. Sturgis on video with JJ Campanella on part of your screen, and then narrators Mike Boris and, let's say, Larry Santoro doing a quiz, and I will be there as a host. You know, you could see all of it in this environment. That hasn't actually happened at the moment. Yes, you can do it on oodly expensive, but you certainly can't do it on for Nix, if you know what I mean, and with this kind of HD quality. Come January, GoToMeeting is going to release that at this product called HD Faces in there. So, you know, that, like I say, the possibilities are endless. And in the future, now I don't know when this is going to be. This is January when it goes to HD, when this HD Faces comes out for the GoToMeeting, which is like 15. I've actually booked and paid on it, like, scary prices, what it costs, for a corporate product, which is the GoToWebinar, or GoToWebinar has actually, it gets complicated, has GoToMeeting into it. So I've bought GoToWebinar for 12 months, and you've got to actually take out a subscription for 12 months. And it costs, like, say, I think it's around about £700, which is scary, do you know what I mean? But what it means is, and eventually, HD Faces is going to come to GoToWebinar. GoToWebinar has 100 seats. You can get 500 seats. You can get 1,000 seats. So what this is all kind of leading to is we can have in the future a SofaCon. You know, you could have a science fiction online convention with HD video, and you could have the likes of, let's say, Charlie Stross with, I don't know, Cory Doctorow on there together discussing something. Then we could jump to like an online quiz, and we could have a quiz. Then we could have a dealer's room. You know, the possibilities are endless with this. At the moment, the most it'll do is 25 seats. Now, I think that actually includes guests, you know, so guest speakers. So it's going to be probably, like, say, I've took out this package where I get 25 seats with HD video when it comes out in January. It's probably going to be 20 seats each time that Starship's Over HD. So think of it as, yes, the Starship's Over the podcast, but then under this umbrella, we're also going to have Starship's Over HD. And these are some of the ideas that I've got kind of worked out and what's actually going to happen. In February, there's actually one getting kicked off, which actually we don't need the HD faces really for this one. We're going to do, and like I say, we're in the process now of getting it all kind of set up and running. We don't need the HD faces, but we're going to run a narrator's workshop. Yes, in February, and it's penciled in for the 5th of February. Hopefully when you see, when you listen to this, the website's up and running and Starship's Over's own HD section is there as well. And what's going to go into that section is all the events that I've got planned for the future will be in there. You can go over and it's all going to be taken care of like automatically by a company called Eventbrite. And Eventbrite kind of sells you the tickets and books the place. And yes, these will be ticket prices. Like I say, Starship's Over, the podcast is the free avenue if you want to go down that way. Throughout the year, Starship's Over is going to be hosting some of these online events, which are like the video content, you know, which comes under the umbrella of Starship's Over HD. Now, there's probably not going to be that many of them, you know, there will be. The intention was maybe to do two a month. Whether I can pull that off or not, I don't know. But the first one is going to start on, in, like I say, the 5th of February, which will be the narrator's workshop. And I'll send out emails and, you know, things like that to try and drum up some attention for it. But the idea is we're going to tell you, you know, I've been in this game 5 years now. It sounds a long time, but I know a certain few things about audio narrations now. You know, what spot, what disasters I get. So, you know, week in, week out, you know, the faults. So the idea is we're going to have some guests on that are going to really go through. So at the end of this 2-hour narrator's workshop, you'll understand how to get fantastic how to get a fantastic audio narration. And the good thing is as well, at the end of it, we're actually going to tell you how to make some money from your narrations. Yeah. You know, like I say, so many people have got some great voices out there, but technical issues and little stumbling blocks like that stop your audios, you know, making you money. An example is Ray Sizemore. Ray Sizemore cut his teeth, and he's actually one of the guest speakers on this narrator's workshop. Ray Sizemore cut his teeth on Starship's Over, and I dropped, actually when I was working it out, when I was putting this together, Ray's email came through and he kind of highlighted some ideas. And I thought, Ray's going to be one of the great, you know, get him on as a speaker because he's one of the perfect examples. Ray dropped us this email saying his first one was Fork Bomb, you know, which was a little 5-minute flash story, and from there he's narrated all sorts. And now though, Ray is making money. He's done audiobook narrations. He's actually working on at the moment a video game. He's one of the voices on the video game, and he's making money out of narrations. So that's what, and I'll talk a little bit more about, you know, that actual workshop and up and coming shows, and like I say, I'll drop emails to everyone like that. But we're going to have Larry Santoro on, as who's going to talk about the performance. Then Martin Lysett, who actually did the Cage Baker story. Martin's probably one of the top sound engineers in the UK. You know, what he doesn't know about Adobe Edition is just, it's not worth knowing. He's going to tell you how to edit a show, you know, like say a 2-hour audio narration, you can do it in less than 15 minutes. You know, you don't have to listen to the whole thing. There's techniques out there that professional narrators use, you know. Then we've got Peter Seaton Clark, who's runs his own audio narration business, you know, and he's going to come on and, you know, explain things and explain how he makes money from it as well. So there's a lot going on with the narrator's workshop that actually doesn't really need the kind of HD video aspect of it. When GoToWebinar release this product, HD Faces, within GoToMeeting, then that's when I'll kind of really kick off and give you, you know, tell you some dates and things like that. But here's some ideas what I've got. And again, jump in with, you know, if you want some, you've got some ideas and thoughts how we could kind of turn this 25-seat arena into, you know, something else, let us know. One of the ideas is to have a cyberpunk event. Have people that were involved with cyberpunk, you know, the movement itself when it first kicked off, have some of them on in video, you know, so they would give a speech about cyberpunk and then you'd be able to ask questions, you know. It's just, the possibilities are endless. You know, cyberpunk, you could have a steampunk one. That's going to come up in the future as well. One of them that's going to, one of the ideas, the events, and like I say, this is probably not that far from kicking off once this HD Faces kicks off, is Starships Over Stories Volume 3. One of the products you can buy from Volume 3 now will be the HD version. Now, think of it like this. You will be, once that kind of kicks off and once it gets up and running, we, myself and Dee, are going to be talking about these emails that we kind of wanted to put in the back of the book. We're now going to do it over HD video. Or over, you know, that's why I'm kind of stumbling with HD. Because I've got a HD webcam, other people might not have. So do I keep it at that? Because as soon as you mention HD, everyone knows it's video. So if there's anyone out there got a better name, let us know. So the idea is the product, the Starships Over Volume 3, will be every month for 6 months, you will come on, you'll be able to log in and watch myself and Dee talk about Starships Over, put it together, how we're actually going to put it together. You'll see we're on video talking about it. And, you know, the highs and the lows, getting signatures, putting together, getting the writers, getting the artists, problems we've had. You're going to be going right through that process. At the end of it, you'll get whichever one you choose, you'll actually get as well a book. You will get Starships Over Us Volume 3 book. So you'll be involved with the launch party as well, which we'll have on. You know, we'll video the launch party. We'll be myself and Dee with a little glass of wine, I think, you know, on the launch party night. Whichever, like I say, you buy the book yourself, the paperback book or the hardback book, you'll get that. And you'll actually see myself and Dee, because the technology's there now. You'll watch myself actually physically sign a bit of paper, email it to Dee. Dee, you'll see this, hopefully, I think, and we've talked about it, and we can see it not working. I'll email my signature to Dee. Dee will get that signature, place it in the book on his computer. You'll see all this because you can actually watch our screens as well while we do the work. And that signature will be there in the book. Dale sign it. He'll email it to himself, his signature. And that will be uploaded onto the PDF, which will then go to Lulu. And then that book will be wrapped and done. So that's going to happen. There's going to be 6 videos of that every month. You know, whatever we've come across will be taught about. But what else is, and this is just going to be staggering as well, we're going to get Ben Wooten on. Ben, who does the cover of the kind of the Yeti program, you know, the Yeti book cover for the James Morrow story. Ben's going to come on, and over those 6 months, he's going to draw a new cover for Starships Over Volume 3. Yes, we're going to get Skeet, if Skeet's up for it, to do the cover as well for the kind of one. But for this special HD version, we're going to actually watch Ben, who, like I say, worked for on Lord of the Rings for Weta. He's actually going to draw, and we'll watch him draw out the cover of the book. How cool is that? Do you know? And we'll be able to ask Ben questions and everything like that as well. So that's one of the events that's coming up, which I'll actually let you know a little bit nearer the time when they'll be released on sale. What else can you do with these 25 seats and 6 video streams? Well, now this one is a nice one, this one. Shore Leave. This Shore Leave will be an event, and that'll probably take place probably twice a year, I'm thinking. You know, actually, it's a bit niggly to put together, Shore Leave. But imagine all of the crew of Starship Sova, Amy H. Sturgis, JJ Campanella, all getting together, you know, Tau City Radio, David Bradshaw, Morgan Saletta, everyone coming together, Fred Graphic, I haven't actually told Fred yet, she's so busy. Fred, you're involved, like it or not. All getting together on video for 2 hours where we can actually, you know, myself as well. And it's like I say, it's only for 25 people, but then those tickets, so it's probably only going to be 20 tickets I'll be able to sell. Do you know what I mean? But it will be, we'll be able to, like, just say Amy H. Sturgis has 10, 20 minutes to talk about anything, you know, and probably, because I was mentioning, you know, to Amy, what would you talk about? And it's, to be quite honest, it'd be lovely to kind of hear Amy's life. You know, yes, we know Amy, she does, you know, looking back in genre history. But what about Amy, this, you know, Amy herself or JJ Campanella? You know, how did he come into science fiction? How did he grow up? That'd be lovely. You know, with a glass of wine and just meeting the crew. That's, you know, that's the whole pretense of this. And again, that would probably be, you know, twice a year there'll be one of them. We do, you know, we do like a shore leave. But again, there's so much else you could do with these 25 seats. You could have an awards watch. So imagine the Hugo Awards and the Nebula Awards. If someone's there with a webcam, laptop, you know, if I can arrange it and pull it off, then we can have an awards watch event, you know, where, and actually I probably, if we can, I don't know if it's going to, honestly, these are like ideas that I'm getting that are, you know, can we do it or not? I don't know yet the logistics of it, but you could probably sell a ticket where it covers the Hugos, the Nebulas, and maybe the British Science Fiction Foundation, you know, awards. And you could actually watch the awards taking place. If someone's got a laptop there, it doesn't matter who it is, you know, if we can get someone there to cover it, you know, that might be an event we could do. You know, I'm mulling through these ideas, but these are some of the possibilities. We could also have, you know, I was mentioning like Shore Leave, but imagine having a 2 hour looking back at genre history in, you know, HD. You know, Amy H. Sturgis, like I say, she goes all around America doing, you know, kind of science fiction talks. She's renowned for it, you know, one of the kind of leading talkers out there, I'm sure of it. She's always a way of talking, you know, doing it. So imagine getting Amy H. Sturgis doing like a 2 hour looking back at genre history, but doing it with, and Amy could have guests on as well. You know, yes, Amy would be running it and Amy would be talking, but she could bring in specialists in that field and, you know, they could do a talk as well. So it's not limited to kind of just Amy doing a talk, but that's the whole idea. Then you could have JJ Campanella doing, you know, an event like a science news sometime in the year where Jim brings in certain guests and has certain topics on. You know, it's like a 2 hour little convention all on science news. And again, you know, it could be a glass of wine. Imagine an event, Tau City Radio, David Bradshaw. This would just blow my socks. You could get David, you know, and it would all be done from just different people's houses, and David could get guests on as well, music guests on as well, but David could sing the songs and do them live over the video. You know, imagine singing Tau City Radio or writing another song for Starship Sova. I just haven't get that. Just would be something like, again, the hairs on the back of my neck are just going up. You know, scary, exciting times. If we could pull that off, that would be fantastic. You know, Sofa Nord's book club. We could do a book club. You know, you could have an event where, again, every month, you know, you kind of, I'd guess you'd buy like a one ticket price, and that would give you 6 months of like a book club, you know, so you could, and I don't even actually, I have to be there to kind of organise it, but you'd run that yourself, you know, like kind of a book club you would pick. Let's just say Paolo Bajaglubi's, you know, the wind-up girl. You could read that and have face-to-face conversations with people, and that would be your own little book club, you know, if you just want to do that. That's a possibility as well. Again, so, you know, you could have a Halloween special where you bring in horror writers. You know, again, it's only for probably 20 people. Each one of these events is going to be for 20 people. There's so many people out there, you know, not just in Starship Sova's own little hub. You know, you could have people giving lectures on so many things. You know, and I mentioned this, you know, a few times. I don't know if, you know, new people kind of know much about me personally, but schooling myself wasn't, you know, we weren't the best compatible, you know, match. I was a bit of a tinker, you know what I mean? And I just didn't. I've terrible short-term memory. Things don't stick, you know, I forget things, and it's just like that school environment was not a good place for me. And I've learned what I've learned. You know, I've learned a lot from kind of science fiction, but, you know, as I've getting older, I've kind of appreciated things. So I didn't really come to school and, like say, I was a tinker, lighting fires and playing about. But I've only now started to really kind of soak in everything. And you can do that. You know, there's these, I think there's BBC lectures on, come on television, and you can actually get them on podcast there now, where they get, you know, that's where I've learned my stuff from. I've learned it from watching TV programmes, you know, all kind of fact-based articles now. You know, I wasn't that kind of clever at school, but what I've learned, you know, I've kind of learned it myself from media, you know. Now, with Starship, and I'm no word of a lie here, I think Starship Sova has taught a lot of people a lot of things. Like I say, J.J. Campanella's science, you know, you just have to listen to that. And you're learning all the time. You know, looking back in genre history, you're learning all the time. But it's not just limited to that. You know, we could have guest lecturers on and do, like, these video presentations, you know, and have them talking in front of you. That's just, you know, you'd learn so much, you know. So I honestly think that's going to be such a benefit. Then you could have, you know, and I mentioned this to Amy, and we've always actually, I've always, like, when I wanted, you know, when I wanted Starship Sova to do video a long time ago and it wasn't out there, I mentioned Amy a couple of times, having like a science fiction school 101. You know, Amy's a lecturer that teaches science fiction. You know what I mean? I'm not good at, you know, because Amy's a busy girl. I'm not picking on Amy there to do that. But you could certainly have lectures from all over the world giving talks on science fiction. That would just, you know what I mean? It would just be kind of amazing, I think. And like I say, this is where I'm now learning things. You know, I'd never learned anything when I was at school, but I'm soaking everything up these fact articles give out on Starship Sova. I'm just like one dry sponge, you know what I mean? Every time Jim gives a talk on there, you know, I'm lapping it up, you know, I'm soaking up. Amy, yes, we did Starship Sova, did the originals, but Amy can just take it so much deeper. Do you know what I mean? Amazing. Like I say, and to have an evening with House City Radio, exciting times. It certainly is. Then you could even have What the Editor Wants. This is another one of my ideas. You know, you could have three editors on video just giving a speech, you know, for all the kind of budding writers out there. What does an editor want, you know? Let's just, and these are just people I'm kind of thinking off the top of my head, you know. Ellen Datlow, I had to think there for a second. Ellen Datlow, Jonathan Strahan. Now, they might not come on, but, you know, you can certainly get editors on to have a chat and to give you, you know, feedback on what they want. You know, that could be a topic as well. So this is where I'm sitting as well. Those are my ideas, you know. We could even have a birthday. You know, my birthday, that sounds weird, but we could celebrate a birthday or the birth of Starship Sova and have just guests on. Do you know, have just, and my email box just has so many great writers out there, so many great artists. You know, we could just have one big event. And like I say, when that HD Faces comes to GoToWebinar, when you've got, because at the moment you get GoToWebinar, you get the 25 seats is the most you can get. But when they release it, and then whatever that'll be, with the 100 seats or the 500 seats, then that is actually Starship Sova, its own SofaCon. That hasn't been done before. That would be fantastic to do. You know, you could have different events throughout the day. You know, yes, Starship Sofa could have one in the morning and I could run something, and then somebody else could run it later, you know, after that, you know, do like, say, a quiz, a science fiction quiz, and then you could have lectures on, and it would be over one day, you know. That would be fantastic. And especially the way media now is consumed. You know, you're going to get all these on your iPod, on your iPad, you know, like, say, I'm treating myself to a little Apple TV, watch it over, you know, you just stream this over your, you know, your Wi-Fi connection, and there it's on the TV. And the beauty about this, all those events is, though, I'll be able to record all them. So anyone that kind of signs up and buys one of these, you know, comes out and watches it, you actually don't even have to be there on that day live, because within, the plan is within 7 days, because I'm going to record it, the video and the audio, when it's going live. But I will send you, so you'll have a copy of it, you know, in with the price. So if you buy this, like a, say, a shore leave, within 7 days, I will send you the kind of the video of it, you know, and it'll be, I think it's it all in HD, you know, what I recorded. So you will have this copy. And actually, those videos will be, you know, that product will be for sale. You know, it'll actually be at a higher price than what you could come and buy it for then. You know, but after the event's taken place, if anyone thought, oh, that narrator's workshop, I wonder what that was about, there is that option there to, you could come over 6 months down the line and buy that kind of you know, that course, the narrator's workshop one. And actually, the narrator's workshop one, we're calling that Foundation 1. There will be a Foundation 2. Because they say Martin can go into so detailed work about editing software and editing your narrations, you know. That's what's planned for in the narrator's workshop. So that's what's going to happen. New website coming the 1st of January. There will be, hopefully, 1st of January, and everything's went all right for Josh, there will be that narrator's workshop on sale then, so you can kind of book up there now and get that price. I'll talk about pricing in a sec for these things. There's always going to be Starship Sova audio, because I think the heart of Starship Sova's audio is, or Starship Sova podcast is, the audio. You know, audio is always going to be there. You know, you're not going to be able to drive a truck and listen to, you know, or watch the videos. That side of it is going to be a separate entity. Always the heart of Starship Sova is going to put out free audio every week. You know, the way we're doing it, like I say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But there is going to be these other elements. There's going to be this other part of the umbrella of Starship Sova, which is not the podcast, which is these, at the moment, Starship Sova HD. If there's a better name, tell us. You know what I mean? That, for me, hits the nail on the head. But not every guest is going to have a HD webcam, so we've got that to contend to. But then, like I say, this website comes up live. Over the course of time, there will be more events put in there, and like I say, I'll be mentioning these, and with the emails, you'll get to listen to it. So that is the plans for 2011. Price and structure cost, yes, everything costs money in this world. Like I say, this doesn't come cheap. I took the, what I mentioned earlier, I took the investment from Volume 2 and I bought myself a cracking microphone. Do you know what I mean? It's all that you kind of, you think, how much? And actually, mind you, in the real world, these aren't, you know, thousands, some microphones cost. But I got myself one of these fancy Heil PR40 microphones and like a mic boom and everything like that. And give a little bit to my wife. Now, yeah, and to be hand on heart, it would be nice to kind of to make some money somewhere along the line. Whether it does or not, you know, I don't know. But fingers crossed, what I can present and what I can give you will be worth it. You know, this product doesn't come cheap, like I mentioned. You've got to sign up for 12 months. You know, you can't just like have a month free. Or you actually get a month free. But you've still got to kind of carry on and you've got to go the distance. So it's £59 every month, you know, or you can pay like a one-off fee. So there's going to be roundabout, or there's going to be two definite prices, and then there's going to be the odd event that will have a different price bracket. First off is anything that's done in-house, which is, you know, shore leave, let's say looking back at genre history, JJ Campanelle, the cyberpunk, all those kind of events, which are really in-house, I'm organising, you know, the lectures, everything like that. That's going to be £20. And again, £20. And there's only the 20 tickets. That's, you know, because that product hasn't been made available and for the bigger audience where you can get 100 tickets, there's only going to be 20 tickets. And that's all I can, you know, I don't know how, there's no other way around that. Apart from, if you get this and you book it, you will get the video, and then if anybody else wants it, you know, they can come and buy from the shop as well. It'll actually be a dearer price, but, and I haven't even worked that out yet, but it'll still be there if anyone did want to watch one of these looking back at genre histories or ever, anything, you know, they'll be there. So that's going to be £20 for one of those. Then if it's a training session, now training sessions will be dearer. If it's a training session, like the narrator's workshop, a writer's workshop, or, and I forgot to mention this, see if we get, Josh is keen to do a workshop on everything WordPress, you know, and how to kind of, to run your site, how to kind of design it and get it up and running and all the quirks and everything like that. Josh is keen to do one of those. Now that would be, that's classed as like a training pro or a training session. So that one, those training sessions will be 35. And again, it's still limited to kind of the 20 people. Do you know, if it was done through the video kind of scenario where actually the narrator's one, I know this sounds complicated, but the narrator's one, we don't actually need video. You know, you don't need video to kind of listen to me. But what you do need on the narrator's one is where we can actually physically look at Martin's Adobe Edition and how to edit and how to go about doing everything like that on Adobe Edition. And then, I'm just giving you an example here. In that narrator's one, we're going to get Peter Seaton Clarke to talk about his home studio. He's actually built a home studio, and he's going to compare that with the professional studio, because he also goes in there and does professional work in the professional studio as well. So anything in the training sector will be £35. Then you'll have the likes of the one-offs, and I haven't put a price on yet, on the book club, you know, say the Sofanauts book club. That one was it's probably going to be slightly dearer than the £20 one, but you're going to probably, and again, I haven't worked out the logistics or anything like that, but I'm looking at the length of time it takes to read a book, you know, each month. So there might be 6 months worth of shows, or 6 months, you know, where you get together. It might even be a year, you know, if you pick a big long book and you're reading it right through, you know, once a month you'll have one of these shows where you'll be able to kind of see each other and discuss things. And I forgot to actually mention on the book club one, what would be great, I'll just use Badger Galoopy as an example, you know, say we did, or say, you know, a group got together and did the kind of book club, you know, a reading club on Badger Galoopy's The Wind-Up Girl. We'll get him, you know, this is the beauty. You can get Paolo Badger Galoopy on, you know, at the beginning, you know, and have a little chat about the book, and then bring him back on, or bring a writer back on at the end of it as well. And again, discuss your ideas and your thoughts about the book with the author, you know, kind of live there. You know, like I say, the things are just, what you can do with it is, you know, there's so much, you know. Like I say, you can have a celebration of, and I was thinking, you know, you could get, say, a celebration of Philip K. Dick, you know, and get all these kind of big people that wrote book after book about Philip K. Dick. Get them on to give lectures about the guy, you know. You can, like I say, 6 videos, you can get different people on, you can have panel discussions with them within, you know, like a one event, like I say, a Philip K. Dick event. You could have a panel discussion on there as well, and that's all coming live, and again, live on your iPad or your iPhone, your TV or your computer, you know, like I say, these will be there, so you can download and keep them on your hard disk as well. So those are the prices, you know, and that's kind of really it. You know, that's what most of the things I've got to say. One thing with the shore leave one, which I actually think is going to be great, that's probably the first one's probably sometime penciled in for March, if I can kind of round everyone up. Obviously, there's going to be sometimes, probably every time, you know, we do that, a shore leave one especially, you're not going to get all the people all at the same time being able to be there. Do you know, like, say, Amy H. Sturgis is busy as hell going around giving these lectures and giving these talks. You know, we've got to really fit in with Amy's calendar. But I've penciled in some dates, and hopefully now once Christmas and everything's out of the way and New Year and the site's up and running, then we can kind of set things a little bit more in stone. I'm just basically waiting for, you know, for really this month of January is when GoToMeeting, the company, you know, I think they're called Citrix, when they release it and announce it, that's when, you know, we can go and, you know, start booking in events. And what I want to do is say, book in the events, you know, well in advance, so they're there, so if anyone wants them, you know, you can just go and order them, and then it's sorted and they're booked up and they're out the way and they're done. You know, especially, say, the Volume 3, we're probably going to kick that off. I was talking to Dee about it. We'll probably kick that one off in April, you know, and it'll probably be 6 months worth of shows where you'll, you know, you, and how it works is I'll send you an email. You probably get about 3 emails actually leading up to the actual event. And most events are going to be over the weekend. And it's probably the time-wise as well. This is just how I'm planning it out, whether they all worked exactly the same format, is probably around about 5 till 7 p.m. UK time. So that's round about late morning, early afternoon America, and maybe a touch later at night for Australia. But like I say, you get the video kind of thing anyway, so that's hopefully that'll work out all right. And I know this, I'm gonna set in motion as well, and actually it's already in place now for the narrators one. There will be early bird tickets as well, especially for the kind of workshop ones where we're charging £35. There'll be the chance to get it for £30 if you just book up early. You know, there'll be all them kind of how the high street does it as well. You know how you get the early bird tickets. Well, you can do that, you know, I can do that with this Eventbrite. So that's going to be on. And it's, like I say, that's all set up. It's all there ready. As soon as the website's finished by Josh, then this narrator's one, it'll be up and running. And you can come over and just have a look. There'll be link on and its own page. And you can see there'll be, you know, two set prices, £30 early bird and £35 after that. And what I'm going to do, you know, and it's just really, you know, because I so appreciate, you know, the Sanatorium members looking after Starships Over, you know, financially, just that's how it runs. What I'm going to do is email the Sanatorium members first, you know, give them, like I say, a weekend early bird chance to book any event that's coming up. And then, you know, it'll go out on the mail list and go out on the shows and everyone will get to know. Like I say, some of them are going to be very popular, you know, and I just know for a fact, JJ Campanella's, you know, Amy H. Sturgis, you know, probably, I'm guessing, David Bradshaw's and everything, you know, they are just popular ones, you know, and I guess the graphic fan with Fred as well, do you know what I mean? He's up there, he's in the kind of the top 10, or the top 10, the actual Sofanaut Awards, you know, so the intention is to let everyone in the Sanatorium get first shout of it, just purely because, you know, that's part of being a Sanatorium member. And I think that's, you know, as much as I think I can say for now. You know, like I say, new website coming, chuffed a bit, new artistic director there, Brian Woods is on board. We still, you know, still want to keep Skeet up and running and, you know, getting yourself more involved with actually the artwork. Hopefully it'll do a Volume 3 as well. Like I say, the Volume 3, we're going to get Ben Wooten doing a special one for a book, and then if people sign up for that, they will get either the hardback or the paperback one with a Ben Wooten cover on, and watching myself and Dee and Ben sign these bits of paper, email them to Dee and Dee, Photoshop them and tweak them into that book as well. Then there will be the launch deal with that book. And like I say, the shore leave ones, I'm just chuffed a bit. You know, that'll be just fab. Just actually, for me as well, do you know what I mean? It's like, to get to know Amy H. Sturgis, to get to know Jim Campanella, do you know what I mean? And I'm sure somewhere along the lines, Larry Santoro will be there as well, do you know what I mean? He's certainly proven a popular fella. So that's the Metacast. Now, at the very beginning of this Metacast, I actually mentioned that editing didn't work out as exactly as I wanted. A couple of times where I had to kind of stop. Did anybody spot the stops? Did anybody spot them stops? And did anybody spot probably about 5 minutes just before I actually mentioned this? Is, you know, you should pick this up if you're on the narrator's workshop, you would have picked that up. Did anybody notice the ambience different? About 5 minutes it changed. 5 minutes ago it changed. That's different building. I'm now back at home at the front of the control panels there as well. So just it didn't all go in one shot, but never mind. So that is Oral Delights 169, the Meta Show. Laying out plans for the future and thinking about the past. It's been honestly great times. I kind of thank you enough for being here and supporting Starship Sofa. And, you know, the emails I get are just staggering when you read them out. And, you know, the kind of the thoughts you share with us and, you know, the things that Starship Sofa does to help you through your day. You know what I mean? Just at work. And it's just amazing. You know, if it gets you through that drudge of a day, what else is better than that? Nothing, you know what I mean? So there's always going to be Starship Sofa, the free show. Do you know, the audio is our main kind of, that's the main thing, the audio. But there is going to be this umbrella over Starship Sofa, and there will be, you know, the HD. If anyone can think of a different name for Starship Sofa HD, you know, let us know. But we need something that tells you what it is. You know, when you say the words HD, that's it. It's video. But if anyone can, and don't someone come see a Starship Sofa video. Tony, I've got this great idea. So, yes, like I say, if you want to email us, send us your thoughts, starshipsofa@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, you know what I mean? Even if you've got no thoughts on what I've said today, but you just want to say hello, you know, that would be fine. Again, if you want to be a Sanatorium member, that's the kind of the root of Starship Sofa's free show. That's what keeps us going. You know, please sign up. £2.50 a month. You'll get the chance now to book early for those shows, you know, those kind of HD shows. I'm looking forward to it. Like I say, at the moment, I can actually show you. There is a link on YouTube by Citrix, so I'll put that on this blog post. So if anyone wants to come over and just see the demonstration they're doing with this HD and this 6 video feeds, you know, it's just amazing. It's just a little 2-minute video, but that's what's coming, and that's what Starship's over. You know, just again, to keep ahead of, and not even to keep ahead of, you know, just to keep up with the Joneses and just making sure our Starship's over is doing okay, you know, and anything new, you know, we're there as well. And yes, we haven't got oodles of money, you know, to kind of throw around and get all the best stories and that. But hopefully what we've got, you know, we've got some amazing people out there that are kind of willing to share their talents. And, you know, one idiot who's driving the bloody thing, you know what I mean? Maybe we can get through this day. Honestly, listen, have a great year, 2011. Yous mean the world to us. Honestly, everyone that's emailed, that's listened, I can't praise you enough, thank you so much. And everyone that's really helped out, do you know what I mean? Right from, you know, just even like a little email to, you know, big contribution every month with a fact article or a narration. These are amazing people, thank you so much. Until next time, which will be 2011, I would just like to say good night from me.
Survive this terrible ordeal? Can they win through with their integrity unscathed? Can they escape without completely compromising their honor and artistic judgment? Tune in next week for the next exciting installment of
Starship Sofa. Evacuation procedure initiated. Shuttle set for launch. Airlock will be opened in 3, 2, 1.
Normally, Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.